Today we're visiting with outreach biologist Greg Gullickson, and we're going to talk about the Conservation and Outdoor Skills Park at the North Dakota State Fairgrounds. I'm Mike Anderson with the North Dakota Game and Fish Department. Greg, if I'm walking the midway at the State Fairgrounds in Minot and I come across the Conservation and Outdoor Skills Park, what's there for me?
Well, you know, during the fair, there's a lot of sights, there's a lot of smells, there's a lot of sounds, but we have an oasis right in the middle of the fairgrounds called the Conservation Outdoor Skills Park, and the Game and Fish Department has a long-standing relationship with the North Dakota State Fair. We're going on just shy of 30 years now that we've had the Conservation Outdoor Skills Park. A lot to see and do there. Probably one of the biggest attractions is the shade, and you know, just a grassy area, a place to sit down, eat your corn dog, and enjoy the surroundings. And it's surrounded by, you know, wildlife. One of the highlights definitely is the fish pond. To be able to catch fish right in smack dab in the middle of a state fair, and you know, during the whole 9 days, there's a lot of different activities that you can do. Inside of our fishing area, we have a live fish display in our aquariums. We have a bunch of fish mounts of various North Dakota fish. We have a casting area where you can practice and hone up on your casting skills before finally heading out on the dock and grabbing just as simple as can be, a cane pole, a hook, a weight, a bobber, and a little piece of worm. And I tell you what, the fish are biting out there. It's gonna be another great year in our fisheries area. You know, the one thing nice about the Conservation Outdoor Skills Park hosted by the Game and Fish Department is everything is free. All the equipment is provided, so all you need to do is just show up.
Okay, moving on to the archery, Greg.
Yeah, so another really popular area is our archery. And you know, we actually had to double the size of the building to allow for more archers and more lanes. Definitely a popular area. We shoot the Genesis bows just like we shoot in the archery for the schools program. Just a great place to come and learn about archery and to have that hands-on experience and fling some arrows downrange and try to hit some of our 3D or our round targets.
Okay, and fur bear and trapper area.
Yeah, that's right. We have a specific area that showcases fur bears and fur bear activity. You know, the taking of fur bears. We have a bunch of pelts that are on display, a bunch of the various types of traps and snares and other equipment that you would use when you're pursuing fur bears. So another great area there to visit with some biologists and learn a little bit about fur taking and fur bears in North Dakota.
And the pellet guns.
Yeah, in our hunter education area, basically what we would do is we run you through a mini hunter ed class. Just a few short instructions on how to handle a firearm, how to be safe with the firearm, different types of firearms, how to make a good sight picture or to line up that target on your sights. And then you actually get to do a live shoot with the pellet guns, plinking away at some metal targets that we have. So really another very popular area. Between that one and the fishing area, I don't know, those are probably tied pretty close to each other. You know, and then we do have a bunch of static displays, you know, showcasing some of the beauty of North Dakota, photography, some of the different programs that we have. We have a pollinator plot, you know, which showcases some of the different grassland and wildflower species that we have and the importance that that has to our ground nesting birds and also to a lot of the insects and other things that pollinate.
And Game and Fish staff, including game wardens, are at the info booth to answer any questions the public may have.
Yeah, that's right. We do have an information booth, and that's staffed with Game and Fish staff. So if you wanted to visit with a biologist, a game warden, we have people from all different walks of the Game and Fish that work there, and definitely a good chance to have a one-on-one conversation with your North Dakota Game and Fish Department. And you know, we get a lot of good comments there. We get a lot of questions there, which is good too. There's been some positive things that have came from public comments that we've gotten at the fair that have been implemented into what we do as a Game and Fish Department.
And we have a lot of volunteers that help us out there as well.
So we do rely heavily on those Game and Fish volunteers. They can be hunter education instructors, they can be fishing instructors, just general volunteers for the Game and Fish. And if you're interested, there is more information on volunteering for the Game and Fish Department on our website, whether it be at the State Fair or a lot of the other different activities that we do, like I mentioned, hunter education, the fish camps that we do, the archery in the schools. There's a lot of great opportunities for you to get involved and help the North Dakota Game and Fish Department. So thanks again to all our volunteers.
Greg, what are the dates for the State Fair this year?
So the State Fair this year opens on a Friday, and that would be July 22nd. It runs through the following Saturday, so that would be July 30th. The Game and Fish area is open every day from 1 to 7, so come on by and enjoy what we have to offer there. Again, it's all free, all the equipment's provided. Come and enjoy some shade and come and enjoy some great outdoor education.
A lot of great information, Greg.
Thank you. And you know, all this is really possible with the partnership that we have at the State Fair. And I can't say enough to the State Fair and their staff and all that they do to help facilitate the great outdoor education that we're able to do smack dab in the middle of a State Fair.